Pembroke Today presents Pembroke Honda, Hooray for Coaches.
So for anybody who doesn't know, what can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I'm a Valley boy. I was born and raised in Deeper, Ontario, and I did most of my elementary and high school there. And I left Mackenzie High School when I was 17 to come actually play hockey here in Pembroke and for the Pembroke Lumber Kings from 1989 to 91. And then went back to Deep River to graduate with a lot of my friends that I grew up with, and continued on my hockey journey after Pembroke. Played 4 years university at Royal Military College. Left the military and got into teaching. And 20 years later, I'm back in the Valley, and I'm back here in Pembroke, and doing the things I enjoy. You know, I'm working with kids as a guidance counselor during the day, and then working with more kids after doing the one, you know, my passion, which is hockey, and then coaching hockey at the junior A level.
So how does it go from, I guess you said you played with the Lumber Kings to later on in your life coaching the Lumber Kings? What's that feeling like?
Well, it's a good feeling to be still involved with the organization. As a kid growing up in the 1980s, I looked highly upon a lot of the athletes that played on that team. You know, you go back in the years of Luke Chabot and Rick Brabant and Brian Downey and guys that were prolific scorers on that team through the 80s. And, you know, one thing, I used to go to the games with my dad, and I always said that's a team that I want to play for someday. And not knowing that it was going to be a team that I'd be coaching with someday. But, you get that passion and that itch for the game, and it's something I think it's going to be in my life for a long time.
And you teach at Bellows High School, a guidance counselor. So are you involved with the hockey program there as well?
Yeah, so they do run a hockey academy program that I was one of the founders for that program that we run every alternate year. And Kevin Gravel, one of our lead phys ed teachers, is the lead of the academy program now. I supported Kevin in the years leading up to now with a lot of the administrative and support with the program and getting the program running. On top of that, my role as an assistant coach with the Lumber Kings, I'm also involved, obviously, with the education side. So we have a number of the players currently at Fellows High School in their grade 12 year. And then the players that are not in high school and have graduated, I certainly help them along with any type of university or college program that they want to take.
And looking at the course of your coaching career, what are some of the kind of big highlights that stick out in the top of your mind?
The big highlights, I mean, unfortunately, you know, when we talk about wins and losses, that sort of thing, which isn't the thing that necessarily drives me to coach, but it's certainly the icing on the cake. There hasn't been any real spotlights at the junior level for me yet in reference to the winning big championships. I'm hoping that that'll come some point in my coaching career. It's just basically working with the players. It's developing that rapport with players, seeing them develop and seeing them, you know, 5-10 years down the road, some of them still maybe playing collegiate hockey or pro hockey, and others going on with their life and doing great things.
And I guess for anybody who's maybe thinking about going down into the coaching avenue, any words of advice for them?
Patience. The beauty of what I do, you know, working in the profession that I do in teaching, and it works really well. It goes hand in hand with coaching. There's a number of those things you need to have. Patience, number one. You've got to become a bit of an expert in the field, so you really want to always be doing some sort of continuing education. For me personally, I'm always picking up new volumes, new books, biographies of coaches, and I'm a bit of a drill hound. I really do like looking at all sorts of different drills that'll help with your objectives when coaching players. Yeah, those are the biggest things I would say with coaching is that patience, having good rapport with your players, trying to establish that rapport with all those players, knowing how to motivate players individually. You can't use the same methodology for every player. So those sorts of things.